You might think children are too young to understand the grown-up struggles that are the basis of the blues. But in the Mississippi Delta, home of the blues, grade school kids are putting their tradition to good use. Mississippi Public Broadcasting's Ron Brown reports.
The kids at Matty Aiken Elementary School in Greenville, Mississippi, are hard at work learning about geography.
Between the east and the south is
southeast.
That's right. Between
with fresh sheets of paper and finely sharpened pencils, they're drawing maps of their neighborhood. But when your neighborhood is in the Delta, you learn something more. These gifted students, like 9-year-old Caitlin Morris, are also plumbing the depths of their emotions and learning how to draw a map of the human heart.
I'm feeling sad. I'm feeling blue. I just don't know what I should do. I can't get the answer in my brain. Thinking just brings me bad, bad pain.
I went to trouble. Fell down on my knees.
Blues legends Robert Johnson, Son House, Charlie Patton, Muddy Waters, and other greats grew up in the Delta. It is the birthplace of the blues. But its influence as a social and artistic force has waned. That's why a nonprofit organization called the Mississippi Action for Community Education sponsored a young person's blues songwriting contest to bring the blues back to the Delta. It was Sade Turnipseed's idea.
Everybody outside of the Mississippi Delta is just loving it up. And so why is it that here in the home, in the land of its birth, we're having problems with holding it?
For Turnipseed, it's simple. The Delta kids have to keep the blues alive. They have a historic obligation.
It's just really amazing to me that the soils are so rich, and they are, in fact, just steeped in the blood, tears-soaked pains and suffering of a people who toiled but made such a beautiful, healing sound.
Turnipseed says she's excited hearing lyrics like these by Alexandria Tyler.
When I was in the hallway, they pushed me around. They said I have no friends. 'Cause I'm a lonely girl. I'm so lonely. I'm a lonely girl.
As good as they were, none of the Matty Aiken songwriters won the contest. A 20-year-old student from Jackson, Mississippi, took that honor. But these elementary school kids did not go away empty-handed.
Michael?
Turnipseed presented them with something special.
I gave you yours already, right?
The hope is one day these gifted writers will perform their own blues songs as soon as their harmonica playing catches up with their lyrical talents. For NPR News, I'm Ron Brown.